connected to Gia's sensor.
And then now we can walk it out to the beach.
Veronica Citerone has what might be described as a dream summer job. She's just graduated from the University of Delaware, and every day since June 1st, she's been out on the beach taking measurements in the name of science.
And then I can just click start, and it's going to start beeping. And every time it beeps, that's it taking a reading. See that noise? And now I'm just going to push it in a straight line, straight down to the water.
She pushes a three-wheeled buggy with a tall pole at the center down the beach, towards the ocean. And on top, about 10 feet high, rests a small saucer-shaped sensor.
But we've gotten some really funny guesses as to what it is. Just recently, we got a portable shower, and what else did we get? A shark finder, and we always get metal detector.
It's actually a GPS, similar to those in your phone or car, but it's far more sensitive. It's accurate down to just 2 centimeters, or less than an inch. With it, she can find out exactly how steep the beaches are.
We go in about a foot or two into the water. We just don't want everything to get wet. We walk down in. When the waves are back, we walk in fast and then retreat.
It's all part of a project designed to link physical aspects of the beach, including the profile Citerone is collecting with this machine, to the number of injuries beachgoers sustain.
So you can hear how powerful those waves are. They just have one loud crash, and that's what knocks people down to the ground.
And occasionally sends them to the hospital.
Trauma one, please.
For the most part, the injuries are minor, ankle sprains or small fractures, but that's not always the case. Here's Paul Cohen, Chief of Emergency Medicine at BB Healthcare.
We see people with ruptured spleens, lacerated livers, lacerated kidneys.
Worse yet are the cervical spine injuries, which when combined with water can lead to drowning and ultimately death. Even though Cohen grew up in the area, he had no idea that the surf zone was so dangerous until recently. After completing his training at Christiana in Wilmington, he decided to move to Lewis, just minutes from the coast.
Christiana is a level one trauma center that's located 500 yards from the busiest interstate in the country. And I felt like I didn't see nearly as many cervical spine injuries there from motor vehicle accidents as what I did here that first summer.
In the past 4 seasons, the hospital has treated more than 1,200 beach-related injuries. And what has intrigued Cohen has been the unpredictability of when those injuries occur. Days would go by, and no beachgoers would rush to the hospital. But on others, 15 or 20 would show up.
You could actually smell it, because all of a sudden the department would smell like suntan lotion with these people there.
It was puzzling, Cohen says, because he wasn't just seeing surges on the weekends when the beach was busiest. That got him wondering whether certain environmental conditions might be responsible. To track those down, Cohen is now collaborating with scientists from the University of Delaware. Coastal engineer Jack Paleo is leading the experiments at the beach.
When you go to the beach, you probably think it doesn't look any different than it did the last time I was here. But the beach changes a lot, specifically right in this region called the Swash Zone. And that's where people are dipping their toes in the water or skimboarders are riding their skimboards.
That's where the GPS buggy comes in.
That allows us to track how the beach elevation changes as you head towards the water. And the shape of that profile, if you will, can alter how the waves approach the coast and break.
Breaking is how waves lose energy. On low-sloping beaches, Paleo says waves will break, reform, and break 5 or 6 times before hitting the swash zone, losing some of their oomph each time. But on steeper beaches, like many in Delaware and New Jersey,
a wave might only break once. And so when it only breaks once on the beach, it's releasing all of its energy, or dissipating all of its energy, if you will, in a narrow spot.
Along with the elevation data, Paleo has installed acoustic Doppler current profilers at each of the 5 Delaware beaches they're studying. Located just offshore and marked by large yellow buoys, the underwater sensors can determine the speed, direction, and height of the waves. If the team can identify the combinations of wave or beach features that are most strongly correlated with people being injured, they hope to be able to predict when it's not safe to be out swimming. Until then, Dr. Cohen offers some practical advice.
Never ever turn your back on the waves. You would never walk across 6 lanes of traffic with your eyes closed. And it's just as dangerous to turn your back on the waves as you come out of the water.
For The Pulse, I'm Jessica McDonald.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.